I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. At least 30 people in Nigeria's Plateau State were killed by Muslim militants on Palm Sunday. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says it was a coordinated attack, and the community in Jos is almost 100% Christian.
People came in on bikes and motorcycles, opened fire. The initial reports were at least 30 people killed. I think that number is going to rise as some were badly injured, but it is an attack, and the gunmen were yelling Allahu Akbar, or Allah is great, as they were conducting this attack. So there clearly was an Islamist ideology that was driving this, and the fact that it was on Palm Sunday. I don't think that is insignificant in this story as well.
Pray Christ's comfort for those who are grieving. And in the Middle East, North Africa region, also called the MENA, following Jesus often means walking a dangerous road. Governments monitor Christian activity. Believers risk rejection, arrest, and worse. And yet the gospel isn't bound. Dane of Unfolding Word says partners are bridging the gap for minority language communities.
In partnership with the Bible Society of Jordan, Unfolding Word is trying to equip church networks with free and open scripture text, translation tools, translation training materials to meet the scripture and discipleship needs of all the minority communities in the Middle East and in North Africa.
MENA church networks are gaining the tools needed to translate God's word into unreached languages. Pray for receptive hearts across the MENA to encounter the truth of Jesus. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.